Big change coming to the workplace. Workplace Relations Minister Brooke van Velden set out her expectations for companies and employers for the rest of the government's term.
What we're looking for as a government is to make sure that the rules are easy to comply with, they're clear and they're simple, so that we have flexibility and everybody knows what their rights and their obligations are.
It includes changes to broaden the Holidays Act, reassessment of the Health and Safety Act, changes to make things easier for contractors and setting a high income threshold for which personal grievance cannot be pursued. Now, Head of Advocacy and Strategy at the Employers and Manufacturers Association, Alan McDonald, back with us. Alan, morning.
Morning, Mike.
I read the speech. She seems to be on the right track roughly, isn't she?
Yeah, there's a few good things in there, and particularly around the Holidays Act, getting that shambles fixed will be something that will be welcomed by most employers.
And it depends, though, because she's after consultation and chit-chat, so there's no actual change at the moment, and she cited the Health New Zealand problem at $2.235 billion and the cock-up that is. It depends what the change is, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a very simple model that's been talked about for a long time. They call it accruals. Basically, the longer you work, the more holiday pay you get, and it just builds up as you work through the year. Most people, I think, would like to see something along those lines introduced. I don't think there's a need for lengthy consultation. The Holidays Act's been talked about for a very long time. Most in the business community would just like people to get on and make the changes.
How controversial? I mean, the unions will blow their stack, won't they?
Well, I understand there's some general agreement. There's been, since Labor, there was a tripartite working group, and there were sort of two systems that could have been agreed. One was more complicated and one was less complicated based on the accruals. I understand that the more complicated one was the one that was favoured for some reason. Yeah. That's since changed. So they're heading towards that accrual model is our understanding of the way
things are working. Good, good, good. She talked also of health and safety. Is that a nightmare red tape-wise?
Well, we've got a major problem in that the changes that we've made don't seem to be working, and too many people in the workplace are getting injured or even killed. So we do have quite a complex system. Some employers, it's made them so risk averse that they spend literally, you know, an hour every day before work talking through health and safety issues. And while you've got that level of risk aversion, it's not bringing the results at the other end. So we need to make sure that what we're doing isn't overly a burden on the employers, but also it's got to make sure we're keeping our workers safe, and yeah, we're getting neither result at the moment.
She says there are parts of the Employment Relations Act that could do better at lifting New Zealand productivity. Is she right in that? And do you know what productivity is? Because I'm increasingly fascinated by this. I'm reading, so Europe's got a productivity problem. America apparently is good at productivity. Australia's reasonable at productivity, and we're hopeless. Do we know what we're doing or not?
It's one of those things that's been talked about, again, almost for decades.
Yeah.
We are well behind the rest of the world. Part of that is, in fact, our isolation. Part of it is that we are slow to adopt bigger, better, faster technology. We do work hard and we do work long hours, but we produce less from that. So, you know, there's part of that's an investment story. Part of that's a technical skills story. There are a number of complicating factors in there, but we've just got to get better.
If she blows it up and she does what she wants and it aligns with what you're thinking, do we transform the workplace or not?
I think we get a better workplace, and everybody wants that, because you know, if it's more productive, it generally means that it's higher paying, better skilled jobs. And at the other end, we're producing more stuff more efficiently and you know, building up our export capability, as well as our earning capability and skills capability internally in New Zealand.
Good stuff, Alan. Appreciate your time as always. Alan McDonald, who's the Employers and Manufacturers Association Head of Advocacy and Strategy.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.